So I said, well, I think you're making a big mistake. Well, you know, shove it. All right, you too. So I stayed here. These guys play two rounds Friday, Saturday. On Sunday, they go out to play the third round. It's raining. It's raining. Coming down, man. They can't play. And on top of that, now here's a golf tournament being attended by men. Grown men over the age of 21. And no wives or girlfriends in sight. So that generally means a couple of things, one of which is liquor. The other is golf, maybe a card game, and whatever else anybody else thinks they're going to do. So these clowns not only have been rained out on Sunday, now they're going to have the third round this coming weekend, this Sunday. I got to go out to Oak Valley in Beaumont, and we'll be a part of the third round of this tournament that should have taken place 2 weeks ago. But not only these guys not playing their third round because it got rained out, but get a load of this one. They're playing it in Montgomery, Alabama, I think, or a town south of there, Greenville. They go after the second round into a restaurant called Cracker Barrel because apparently this town is so small, that's it. That's where life is. It's the Cracker Barrel. It's a restaurant that's kind of like, it's like Bennigan's or something. It's like, you know, maybe it's a little bit step up from Chili's or something. And they got blue laws. In Alabama, on a Saturday night, these guys wound up on a Saturday night after a golf tournament, after flying across the country, drinking milk and root beer. On a Saturday night, at the end of two rounds of golf of the Old Boot, which we've had, this would be our 17th year of having the Old Boot. Why do we call it that? We found a shoe in a guy's car, and we spray-painted it bronze, and we nailed it to a plaque. And these guys, after all of this bread spent and this really great tournament they're going to have on this really great course, they run up against these blue laws that they still got down south. And a blue law, if you don't know, means that liquor is not sold on certain days or in certain counties. Now, I have experienced it. I think we mentioned on the show, I experienced it when I lived in Florida. On Sunday, there's certain counties that don't sell booze. In Georgia, in Atlanta, you can't buy liquor in Fulton County, for crying out loud. I'm talking about the county where the city of Atlanta is. You cannot buy, I don't seem to recall buying a drink on a Sunday, a six-pack of beer. So can you imagine these guys, the time-honored tradition, time-honored tradition, after a round of golf, to go and have a cocktail or throw back a beer or two, and these cats can't find a drink anywhere in the vicinity of this course. I think they're like 40 miles out of Montgomery, which I don't know how much better it is there. Montgomery ain't Birmingham. Birmingham ain't Atlanta. And Atlanta ain't Miami. And Miami ain't L.A. So you see where there's a gradation there. There are certain steps down the food chain that you've taken. To the point where they're sitting there on a Saturday night, sucking milk and root beer after a round of golf. And I felt bad about not making that tournament. I felt bad that I hadn't gotten on the plane. I felt bad that I hadn't gone and been with the guys because, you know, we were rolling out the national show, yada, yada, yada. But you know something, man? My guilt just got swept clean away when I found out they played that third round, which I said they shouldn't do that. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I will have to get into a discussion with many of you who are listening to us in the Southeast at some point on blue laws, because I was just explaining to my Los Angeles audience that some friends of mine went golfing down in Alabama earlier this month, tremendous golf course near Montgomery, and these clowns wound up sucking root beer and milk on a Saturday night because they couldn't get themselves a drink on a Saturday night. Somewhere near Montgomery, Alabama. 1-800-449-8686. Get this guy on the line. We've got a gentleman on the phone. What was it that you were telling Mike specifically? Because he couldn't tell me. We didn't have enough time.
Well, the question that I had for you, is this the radio station?
Yes, sir.
All right, the question that I had for you is, why the idea of property line and property and private property is is something that I think most people should understand, and why it is that most of these parents don't explain this to their young people. And we've got a situation out here in Alhambra that is that requires, I think, some attention either from law enforcement or from some people who are responsible, because I've got a property over here in Alhambra over near Drago Boulevard. And
first of all, can I ask you, just give me your first name.
I'm sorry?
Give me your first name.
Yes, sir, I'm Lloyd.
All right, Lloyd, I'm Phil. Glad to know you, huh?
Nice to speak with you, sir.
Okay. You are where?
I live over in Alhambra, sir. I told the man who answers the telephone for you that we've got about a 5,600-square-foot lot over here near Drago Boulevard. Now, my lot extends from I don't know if I can mention names.
I'd rather that you not.
All right, well, my neighbor on the right, over to Drago, and then back about, from the street, about 80 feet back to a stand of apricot trees. I don't know why these people who have their children here don't understand the concept of private property, because we've had our home 4 or 5 years running vandalized by these kids who are out getting the trick-or-treat. And this is something...
Have you called the police?
Oh, you call the police, and the police tell you, well, you know, we can't be patrolling all over the place. I explained to them, we don't give out candy on Halloween. I don't think that it's something you should have to do. And I have never been... I don't follow the crowd. And my wife and I don't do that either. So we have decided that is our right. What we get for that, though, is these kids vandalizing the property.
Well, are you giving out candy? You're not giving out candy.
No, sir, we don't do that. We don't do that. For me, it's too much bother. You're getting up and down. And we decided that we're not going to partake of that. And I don't see any law written that says that we have to. Now, we had the shaving cream on the car. We've got toilet paper in the trees.
All right, this is what kids do, though, trick or treat. That's what they mean by trick.
Well, sir, you know something? I'm 68 years of age, and I don't care what the kids do. I'm an adult, and that is my private property. We got liquid soap. They told me a guy came out here from the sprinkler company and got liquid soap in the lawn sprinklers, and it makes it bubble all over the goddamn lawn. And I have said to these people, and I told them, that from here on out, we don't let them on our property. And they don't seem to understand the concept.
Were they were coming on your property to get candy, right?
They were coming to the front door like the kids do.
All right, okay, so they're coming to the front door, they're ringing the doorbell, trick-or-treat, and you're saying what to them?
We don't have any candy. What I did say to them was, we don't have any candy. And we don't do that. And thank you very much. And that was the extent of that conversation.
And for your trouble, you got...
You know, for my trouble, I got liquid soap and the toilet paper in the tree, and we got shaving cream. Last year, I told them, and I told Tom Trabler, who lives down the street with his son, John...
I don't want any names, okay?
I'm sorry?
Please, no names, okay? Because I don't know who half these people are.
All right. Well, I told this guy who lives down the street from me, I said, you had better understand the concept of private property and explain it to your kids. Because when these kids come to the door now, as they did last year, I'll tell them, you get the hell off my property. Now, the kids understand that I mean business. And these kids will come up to the door, and they'll say, trick-or-treat. I said, you can get your trick-or-treat and get the hell off my property. Now, my property line extends, as I mentioned, the county assessor's office, from Drago Boulevard on the western extreme over to the Nye's home over here on the left, and then back against the apricot stand. And that is my private property. I have put up the yellow tape that we got from a friend of ours who works for the county sheriff. And I taped off the property. Kids come up the door and said, get the hell off my property. This guy, Trabler, from down the street came over with his kid And I said, you can get your kid and get him the hell off my property. This is private property. Why don't they understand this concept?
And you are a very angry man here, leading off my show here tonight, sir, and I'm going to try to help you the best way that I can.
But why don't they understand the concept of private property? I got this boy who comes every year. He's a 6 or 7 year old kid, and I know he's the one that had that liquid soap. I said, you could get the hell off my property because this is private property. And the county assessor sent me over the basic delineation of the property lines. So I know exactly where my property begins, and the rest of these jackasses leave off.
Well, your question is, why don't they explain to their kids that there's a concept of private property? And you're absolutely right. They should be explaining to their kids that they shouldn't come on your front lawn. But I would tell you that, you know, the way families move in and out of neighborhoods, I don't know that that's always possible, okay? Why don't you put a sign up that says, no trick-or-treaters?
Because they steal the sign and they run down the street. I've seen them do it a couple of years, where if you put a sign up, it says, we don't have any candy, we don't have trick-or-treat, they steal a sign and they'll run down the street. Now, this is my private property. I saw Traveler anyway try to come over here and tell me what was I doing with his kid, because I took his son, and I said, I'm going to explain something to you. You're on private property, and my property line, according to the county assessor's office, extends from here, and I showed him all the way on back to the apricot stand. And I said, this is private property. Traveler comes over, and he says to me, what are you doing with my son? And I said, this is, get the hell off my property. This is private property. You see, the thing that I tried to call the news station, because what's going on here is I've got private property that extends from Drago Boulevard over to the Nye's property on the eastern side and then back to the apricot stand. It's a stand of trees behind my home.
And I understand that, sir. You said it is,
5,600 square feet. Now, that's private property. And I get these kids who come on the private property and with a ding-dong on the door and, you know, trick-or-treat. And I tell them, you could get your ass and get the hell off my property now. And what do I get for my trouble? But soap and...
They're giving you a trick, right?
Well, I don't know what you... To me, it's vandalism, sir.
Well, technically, you're right. It is vandalizing, although it is not any permanent vandalization, is it?
Shaving cream on a car, on a paint job on a car, and toilet paper in the tree would take you weeks to get that out. And so I tell them, you get the hell off my property. These parents, and I'll tell you this as God is my witness, had better start to explain to their kids the concept of private property and what it means when your property line extends from just inside.
All right, I know where your property line extends from. You told me it's from the home on the left all the way over to
Drago Boulevard, which is on the right, and then back.
All right, back to a stand of apricot trees, right?
That is correct. These people had...
Well, if you could hold the line here for a moment... Okay, sir?
I told the man, he said for me to talk to you about it.
You can talk to me about it, but you're going to have to hold the line. What's the guy's problem? The guy's problem is he's got trick-or-treaters, and his private property is being violated. And he's telling the kids just to get the hell off his property. And he's still getting soap and crap all over his car, and he's getting toilet paper in a tree. Okay, our number here is 1-800-4—about a week away from Halloween? I guess he's got more problems. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I understand it. Can you hold the line?
Yes, sir.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Your name is Lloyd. You mentioned that your wife's name is Gladie.
That is right.
And you've lived in Alhambra for how long?
Phil, we moved out here right after I got out of the service. 1956, and we have been married, my wife and I, for 43 years. So for me, this is home, and it's certainly not a place that I, that you take lightly.
And all right, but you've got trick-or-treaters that are, whatever you call it, they're vandalizing, they're...
Well, yes, they're vandalizing. They're putting the shaving cream and everything on the tree.
And you refuse to give candy to them.
I'd go more than that. I'd tell them to get the hell off of the property because of the where my property line extends.
And you're telling them to get off your property. Just questions. That's all I'm asking, just questions, okay? Because as long as you're talking to me about this, we got people on the line who want to call in.
Well, I'll hang up, but I...
No, don't hang up because they want to talk to you.
Well, I don't know what they want to talk to me about.
They want to ask you some questions or at least give an opinion because you may be overreacting here.
Let me explain the facts of life to you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a Korean War veteran. I don't need anybody explaining anything to me. I tell them to get the hell off my property and get off and beyond the property line. And that is the extent of that.
All right, hold on. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, Asheville, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes, sir.
So what am I supposed to do? Talk to these people?
Wait a minute. What did you say?
I said, what am I supposed to do?
Talk to the people.
To you, sir. My name's Eric Chesby, and I really appreciate what you did for our country. I didn't forget the war, sir. Korea's a thing that I appreciate.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Freedom to have private property, sir, and to protect that private property. But I believe that you should give something back to you, to the kids. Maybe you could. I know they're going
to
steal things.
What do I need to give? What do I need to give? I don't. First of all,
it's a celebration.
I
know a lot of people think bad about this holiday, but I think that if you kind of went with the flow a little bit, gave a little bit, you wouldn't get so much a negative return from the people around you.
Well, sir, let me ask you something. Are you telling me that because of coercion from my neighbors, I'm supposed to allow these kids to breach my property line and come onto private property and ring my doorbell? And I don't know whether or not you do the whole Halloween, but you're getting and you're sitting down.
Well, sir, I'm 20 years old. I don't trick or treat anymore.
No, what I'm talking about is
the kids around here. I don't know where you live, but
I live in my
neighborhood. If you would like a kid to come and trick or treat your house, the porch light is on.
Well, if it's not,
then the kids stay away. Now, if they don't stay away, the people that are doing these things are old enough to, one, mastermind the plan, and two, carry it out.
Well, I tell them to get the hell off my property.
Well, I mean, no, but
that's private
property. Friendlier approach, sir.
Well,
sometimes
friendly
being just friendly with people, like,
what about saying
if you didn't come on my property and stuff?
What about saying that?
All right, well, the first 3 years I said, we don't have any candy. The kids come, I said, I don't do that. And that's the end of that. Now, the next year, I says, I don't do that.
Right.
Now the kids are doing the toilet paper and they're doing the,
shaving cream.
Well, sir, I got an idea that might lure the kids off your property. A lot of people around here that don't like people on their property leave a small bucket that doesn't cost but a buck or two at the store of candy on the edge.
Then the older kids come and they take the whole goddamn thing. Okay?
And then there's a sign at the bottom of the bucket saying somebody's taking all the candy.
Then
if they come on your property, you have a problem.
Maybe you should try
building a nice looking fence.
It's a private property. Well, that's the whole thing. You see, I don't believe that I should invest time and money because these kids don't get the idea of private property.
All right, I appreciate it, but I think you make a sense.
Than just to walk onto the grass. I think that would really deter a lot of your problems.
That's a good point about
you. Save you in the end.
Listen, I fought for this country 1950, 1952, the United States Navy, Korean War. I didn't fight and get out of that goddamn mess to come over here and have some of these kids on my property.
Right, but I mean,
they're
kids.
You're telling me to build a fence.
Sir, you must have done something once when you were a kid that maybe you wouldn't do now. But
I got into more trouble than you care to imagine. A lot of it, I got syphilis when I was 14.
I mean, so like
that's great, okay?
you know that that thing's going to occur. This is America, and
but
you have your right freedom to be on your property, and you fought for it, and I appreciate
correct.
That. But a lot of these youngsters don't appreciate that today, and they don't understand that message.
Well,
you know,
that's the whole reason why I called the radio program. I never disrespected private property or the property line. Now, I went to the county assessor, and my private property extends from 80 feet back off of a magnolia back to a stand of apricot trees that's 80 foot back, 70 foot wide from the guy's home over there.
I really don't have anything more to say. I think that you could do a few things to alleviate the problem and give a little bit more to the people around you.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. I agree with you, sir, and I think the idea of it. Thank you for your call. And I think
if you simply do as I say, then we don't have problems. You see what I'm saying? In other words, I got to build a fence. People say that I should do this, that, and the other thing. Do what I tell you to do, and we got no problems. You don't do what I tell you to do, now we got a little bit of a problem.
Okay. What about the idea, as that gentleman said, and there's a few other people on the line who may suggest the same thing, building a fence?
And I guess you don't hear very good.
I'm sorry?
You don't hear very good because I said I didn't fight in the Korean conflict to come over and spend my money, extra construction on property improvement, which I won't see back if I were to sell the house, on a fence that I should not have to put up because of the private property.
Okay, hold on here, Lloyd. And I do hear good. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And 1-800.
Bonjour et merci de voler des lins à rien de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera poodles. Je devrais mentionner doobies américains.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And our gentleman friend here from Alhambra, Lloyd, on the line. And your wife's name is what, Lloyd?
My wife, I've been married to my wife for 20, we've been married for 43 years. My wife's name is Gladys. And I don't want you to get the wrong idea. We love Halloween. We have decorations. We put out my wife just carved a pumpkin for this year.
And you put out Halloween decorations?
Oh, yes. We don't have a problem with that. The problem that when we put up a ghost, we've got a ghost deal and I don't know what you call it, one of these, the things that suck the blood from your... from your neck.
Vampire?
We've got a vampire, all of that. But this candy deal, you know, that's a no-go with me. That's no-go. And so they can't tell, because my property, which is private, is not public. I do not live on public housing. I live on a privately owned property, okay? Because I checked it with the county, and they said, no, sir, you do not live on public land, because I thought there was some discrepancy.
Okay. I'm listening to you. All right, I got to take another phone call?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here is Lawrenceville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir. I'm just really amazed. First off, my father was in the Korean War, so that's
God
very
bless
nice. But
God bless
this,
him.
Yes, but this, you know, this is Halloween. This isn't war. We're talking about kids who want to come trick-or-treat, and I totally understand if you don't want them to come to your home and trick-or-treat, but why don't you go out to dinner for a couple hours, close all your lights, go out to dinner, and they probably won't bother you.
The main reason
these people these children are vandalizing your home is because of the rise they get out of you. You get so excited, and you answer the door, and you say, get the hell out of here, I don't want you.
I tell them to get the hell off my property.
That's
a big difference.
Well, I understand.
Get the hell out of here. But the reason why, number one, I don't believe that my wife and I should be coerced into altering our lifestyle because of these being on my property. That's the same thing with the gays. You see, the gays want you to change and accept them. I'm not going to alter my lifestyle.
Trick or treat's been going on forever. What does that have to do with gays?
No.
We're talking trick or treat.
You don't want to alter your lifestyle. And number two, and this may seem silly to you, but we love to watch the monster movie on AMC. If you've ever gotten AMC on the cable, every year they have these wonderful. Mr. Henry, you know the...
Yeah, I know the movies. The AMC, they do the big... what do they have, the scary movies?
Yeah, they got the Incredible Shrinking Man and all of that great... And I'm supposed to go over to the Cracker Barrel for dinner or some fool place like that.
Why do you... Close all... You know, turn all your lights off and don't answer the door.
This is what the gays want you to do. They want you to change your life. Okay.
Yeah, trick or treat's been around for a long time. This isn't something new that's come up within the last 5 years.
I
trick or treated. I'm 33 years old, and I want to come to your house and vandalize it because of the rides that everybody's getting out of
you. See what I'm
talking
about? You're 33, and you want to come and put soap cream on my car.
Yes, because at the rides we're getting out of you. You're going crazy over this.
I called the radio station. You know what I'd say to you if you came to my home?
What's that?
You get the hell off my property and don't ever come back.
And you know what? But next year I'd be there again because you said that to me.
Do you have private property?
If you
property?
Ignored me, I'd probably never come to your house again.
Well, if you live on public housing and you don't understand the idea of the private property.
I have private property.
You have private property.
But you
property.
Know what? I like kids and I like trick-or-treating. I think it's kind of fun.
Now, let me jump in.
That's not the point.
This is the host. Okay, hold on. This is the host, Phil Henry. Let me jump in. You made a point, Lloyd, that I think is interesting. You say you don't want to alter your lifestyle because of other people.
That is correct.
Now, let me ask the lady, do you think that that's a valid point? In other words, to have to get out of your house once a year because you don't want to have to do what everybody else tells you you're supposed to do, isn't that wrong?
You're goddamn right it's wrong.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking the lady now.
My private property.
Sir, let me ask the lady the question.
I
faxed over to your radio station my property line, and I don't know if you got the fax.
I'm not interested in
the apricot tree.
I don't care about your property. You don't have to fax your property line over. I believe you. But you know what I'm saying, ma'am?
I see what you're saying.
You know, we got to turn the lights off. We got to go out of the house once a year to deal with people who otherwise will destroy your house unless you give their kids candy. So and they're not going to destroy your house.
You're making a good point, Mr. Henry. And you see, the county assessor's office.
Sir, I got the whole idea of your private property, all right?
Well, did you get the facts?
Yeah, I guess I might go check the fax machine to find out about the guy's property line.
I think if Lloyd answered the door and he said, "I'm sorry, kids, I don't have candy for you this year," instead of "Get the hell off my property," maybe he wouldn't get vandalized.
Good idea. All right, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Laverne on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
My whole thing was, I was wondering, he said that he enjoyed Halloween, that,
absolutely,
you know, he decorated the house, and I think it's wonderful. It's a great holiday.
It's fun.
And I'm sure, I mean, being 68, it's got to be hard for you to get up and down, and I was thinking, why not sit at the porch with your wife and pass out, you know, candy from the porch?
Because they've got the AMC monster movie on the AMC.
Oh, but why not record it then? I mean, it is a great holiday.
There you go. And I'm altering my lifestyle so that Jim Trabler and his kid can violate and breach my property line. I'm altering my lifestyle so they breach the property line. You see?
All right. This altering of the lifestyle thing. In other words, why can't you take the TV set outside?
Have you ever heard of something called cable?
Yes, sir, I have.
All right, how do you take a TV outside when you're wired for cable? You're the talk show host. Jesus Christ, what's that? What's that?
I live close to a fire department. I'm sorry.
All right. That's what you hear. I was worried.
Okay.
But the idea of the private, get the hell off my private property.
What? Look, she said, sit outside.
I'm not going to alter my lifestyle when they've got Incredible Shrinking Man. This year, AMC is going to have the Incredible Shrinking Man, the Mad Ghoul, and I think, what was the other one, dear?
Mummy Returns.
The Mummy Returns. Now, that's one hell of a deal. And you get the AMC for free. Have you ever gotten that?
You know, I don't have cable.
You should get that because you get it for free, and they have all of the good, all of the stuff.
Well, my suggestion was just a way
sit
to
outside.
Enjoy the holiday.
It's a nice suggestion
I'm
to
sorry.
Sit outside and enjoy the children, and you don't have to get up and down from your chair.
But I don't watch the goddamn TV, and I'm trying to tell...
And I'm going to ask you to watch your language as we progress here, trying to solve your problem for you, sir, okay?
Okay, thank you.
The problem, though, will be solved, sir, when, sir... The kids, sir, understand the concept of private property. Otherwise, they can get the hell off my property, because my property is
I got it. It's private.
Well, now you're starting to be a smartass.
No, I'm not. No, your property is private. It's not public. It's private. Here's Leighton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes, Lloyd.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever go trick-or-treating when you were a kid?
Oh, I had a ball. I got syphilis when I was 14. I did some things when I was a kid that I'm not very proud of.
But you went trick-or-treating yourself. You went out.
I did things when I... Trick-or-treating. I stole cars. I got syphilis.
Well...
I was arraigned at the age of 15 for aggravated assault.
Okay, besides
that, did
you...
talking about trick-or-treat.
Did you go door-to-door getting candy?
Did I go door-to-door getting candy? When I was in Tokyo, I went door-to-door getting candy, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do. You know what? You sound like you just got a bad attitude and a bad temper, and kind of like you
absolutely.
Might have a reflexive action type of thing going on.
Yeah, one of those Korean War violent reflexive action things.
Let me tell you, I got a little fortune, what we called fortune nookie. All right.
I got it. Okay, I got what you're talking about. Green Hill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, very well.
Okay, I've been listening to your show for a bit now, and I figured a few things out about you. Number one, using the profanity that you do is obvious that you don't know how to act with people. And
Wait a second. I am
no,
a Korean War
way.
Veteran.
You've been rude.
Profanity?
I'm going to be rude to you, dude.
Ma'am,
you
I
need to
fought
either put
for this.
Up a trespassing sign, get a dog,
I fought
put
for this
up
country.
Beware of dog sign, and then also hearing
I
that you got syphilis. That's obviously messed up your brain.
I beg your pardon?
Because it's a proven fact that having syphilis will mess up your brain. I'm not kidding. This is
Well, wait
funny,
a second.
Man.
When I was 14 years of
medical
age,
attention,
when I was 14
well
years of
age, psychological attention.
I got syphilis at 14, and I
well,
tell you, I went door to door. I went door to door getting a little fortune nookie.
Yeah,
when
that's
I was
right.
in
and
Tokyo.
I bet that's the only way you could get it is if you paid for it, dude.
I never said anything about paying for it, did I, sweet cheeks?
Don't have to tell me that you didn't pay for it, because if you were in service and you were down over in the east. Then you had to pay for it. Because those girls don't give it up for free.
How do you know?
Because I'm a girl, happen to know what goes on in the world.
And you don't give it up for free either, do you?
Sure, I do. I'm married, and I don't have to... My husband doesn't have to pay for it, and he doesn't have a honey-do list that he has to do to get it.
Not anymore he does he, dear? Let me ask you, what's your name? I'm just fooling around with you.
Well...
What's your name?
It's Sheila.
Sheila, I'm Lloyd. I'm 68 years of age, and my right hand has seen it all.
Is that
I
right?
I for this country, and I come over here. I got a little house, and my wife and I got married, and we settled down in Southern California, down in Wilmington's where the naval base is, right?
Yeah, I've been to Wilmington.
All right, so I come out here, and I got a home. And what'd you say? You give it away for free?
Only to my husband.
Well, wow.
Yeah, wow. And you know what else you need to do with your right hand? You need to get into the Yellow Pages, and you need to find yourself a psychiatrist.
Because
you're not too old to go to the doctor.
Why, because I tell the kid to get the hell off the property?
That's another thing. You shouldn't be so rude to kids. Because you know what you're doing? You're setting an example for them.
Well, they're putting the toilet paper in the tree, for Christ's sake. And they're putting the shaving cream all... You know what shaving cream does to a paint job on a car? I'll tell you what it does. It's not pretty.
Oh, listen, you don't need
all right.
to call me a bitch. I haven't called you any bad names.
I didn't call you a bitch. I said, you know what shaving cream does to a car, and you said I called you a bitch. I think you need a psychiatrist.
You reckon?
I reckon. You know, you remind me, I was stationed in Fort Benning, Georgia for a while, and you talk just like all those little chicks we'd meet at the railway station.
Oh, is that right?
You do.
Well,
and
you know why I don't have a problem talking to
with
you?
Those big high heels and
because
everything.
My daddy taught me how to act.
Only problem was I got, goddamn, I got the crabs down there.
Well,
but you know
got a lot of, you've got a lot of venereal problems,
well,
it sounds like.
I was stationed in Georgia for a while. You know how it happens. But anyway.
Okay, what has this got to do with what we're talking about?
Well,
yeah,
she said
really.
That I need to
yeah, having
I'm just trying
to,
whether or not you got crabs in Georgia,
Halloween.
Don't care about that, okay?
Get the hell off my property.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
I live on 60 acres on the side of a mountain, and we don't really want neighbors or people coming up either.
There
and
you
I
go.
Have a Beware of Dog sign up, and I don't even have a dog.
You know it
works.
You got, where's your property line?
My property line borders the Blue Ridge Parkway, and it also borders another road, and I don't have neighbors. My neighbors are raccoons.
Isn't that nice?
It sure is, and I'm so proud
beautiful.
Of myself, because you know what?
That sounds
I was
beautiful.
A nice person in order to get that, and it sounds to me like you've been a jerk all your life, and I feel sorry for your wife.
Oh, come on. You
and
know,
you're jealous,
sure.
and you're upset because
I'm not
you
jealous.
Got decorations.
Hey.
You don't really like that because that's asking for it.
What do you have? You have a nice big pair of pumpkins?
You know, I don't have anything out because I'm just too busy. I work all the time.
You didn't pull your pumpkins out this year, huh?
No, I have no pumpkins.
You know something, sir? I've been taking your call here about this stuff.
How about gourds?
I've been taking your call, and you're getting rude with the lady, and I don't appreciate it.
What did
I
do?
Sir.
The whole crack about pulling out your pumpkins this year.
I was just talking about the decorations, for Christ's sake.
All right, I got to take a break. Ma'am, thank you for your call.
You're
Jesus,
certainly welcome.
Jump all over me for crying out loud.
Okay, well, thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
What about squash?
Never mind. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I almost got the crap kicked out of me when I was about 11, TPing a house, setting off a smoke bomb, throwing eggs on the driveway, throwing shaving cream in a car, putting soap suds in the sprinklers. It wasn't even Halloween. It was the middle of summer, I think. And that's all I needed. It's all I needed. And I think that when we're talking, like, to this gentleman about that, you'd think that kids would learn their lesson.
I tell them, get the hell off my property.
Yeah, get the hell off your property. But I would think that children, knowing if their parents, for instance, should step in and stop them from doing those things, that they wouldn't do those things, right?
Well, you see, now you're talking about America in 1999, where these parents are out, they're driving their SUV, they're going to the mall, I hate them. And so my whole thing is, get the hell off my property.
All right, here is Dallas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
I guess what I would want to say to kind of ease this gentleman up a little bit is, you know, first of all, thank you so much for fighting for the country that
thank
I live
you very
in.
Much, dear. Thank you. Appreciate
but
that.
In respect to that, I would have to say that this is America that you fought for, and we have traditions that we're allowed to observe. And what I would want to point out to you that I hope would make you sleep easier or rest better or be more cheerful or
yes,
something
ma'am.
Would be that you are altering your lifestyle to defend your right to
how
tell little children.
How am I doing that? All I'm saying is you get the hell off my property.
Uh-huh. And if that brings you good cheer, then we're doing okay. But what I'm understanding is that you're having to clean up after you're telling kids this.
Well,
and
sure.
If we can't help you to understand that this is a trick-or-treat kind of thing. The kids have done, my parents took me when I was too little to understand it. But I remember that day.
You didn't even know what you were doing, did you? You just go up and hold a bag.
Right, but
something.
You know what? When I was a kid, I didn't do this, but I know people that did that threw eggs on cars. My understanding is that that's worse.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Yeah. But I
whereabouts
mean,
are you in Dallas, what, Texas?
Georgia.
Oh.
But...
I went to Fort Benning. And
yeah, we got it already, okay? Fort Benning, and
yeah,
you were in
you,
the...
Yeah, you saw pumpkins
and,
there.
Yeah.
I got syphilis when I was 14.
I'm sorry.
Good.
Maybe that could, you know, allude to your problem here.
I'm
but
sorry.
But what I would like for you to...
What, you're saying I'm whack?
No, what I'm saying is that
yeah.
maybe if you can't come around to thinking, well, it's Halloween, kids naturally go trick-or-treating, it's not... A direct attack on my privacy.
I just want them to understand the property line extends from the Nye home over to Drago Boulevard back to the apricot tree stand.
I understand that, but I'm not seven.
From the county assessor's office, you
uh-huh.
see. And that was all faxed over to me.
Is that working for you?
And it was notarized. and those sons of bitches can stay the hell off my property.
Sounds to me like you've had a couple of pops tonight.
What's that?
Yeah,
sounds to me like you've had maybe more than one pop tonight, huh?
What'd you call me?
I said it sounds to me like you've had a couple of drinks.
What's the problem? It's Friday goddamn night when a man's not allowed to have a drink?
No, I didn't say you're not allowed to, but it just sounds like you're... Because you're going off in this Fort Benning, Georgia. But thank you for your call, ma'am. And all of this stuff about, you know, going door-to-door in Japan, it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, okay?
Hey, listen to me. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Oh, Christ. I forgot what I was going to say, but I...
Oh, that's great, okay? That's great. That's great. Just collect your thoughts, pal. Laguna Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I just think you're a grumpy old man, and you, I mean, you have no happiness in your life, and you've just done crap all your life.
What are you talking about? I go out to the hockey games. I take my wife over here to the... Azusa Canyon?
You know, I have one child, and I think you're the kind of grumpy old man who'd stick poison or razor blades in candy. You're the kind of people that we have to keep our children away from.
Well, I'll tell you what, it'd make me happy if you keep the goddamn kids away from me.
You are so rude. How can you just swear like that?
I'm telling you,
you have
you
no
keep
respect
your kids.
For anyone. You have no respect for yourself, you syphilis freak.
I'm a syphilis freak, am I? Is that
I'll tell you something. You know what?
If you came to my house, you know what I'd tell you?
What would you tell me?
You could get your ass off my property, and you could take your... Well, how old's your kid? 10?
No, she's 3, thank you.
Oh, take that 3-year-old and get it the hell off my property, too.
And you know what's wrong with the little toilet paper? It's fun and games. I'm sure you did a lot of crap in your life. I mean, God,
yeah, and I
you
went...
had assault and battery. Excuse me, assault and battery? That's way worse than sticking toilet paper in a tree. They should stick it up your butt.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.